The jobs number came out today. Booming number. 270,000 jobs added to the economy. But did it? Was it? Wait until you see the real data going back to pre-COVID and what's been really going on, and you will know if there's any definition for rigged against you. It is this topic, and it is right now. I'm Terry Sacca, and this is Rigged Against You. So let me show you. I'm amazed at this. Actually, I'm highly irritated because this type of rigging is why so many Americans are unprepared for what's in front of us. And they're just misleading us, and they want to get us on misinformation, but this is the real data. So take a look at this, because if there's any time for someone to get gold and silver, it's right now. They really hammered the gold and silver price because, oh, the jobs were booming. Therefore, they're not going to lower interest rates, which they shouldn't do anyway, but they're probably going to, because everybody knows the numbers are rigged. And wait until you see the real data. It will just blow you away. And as Americans, you should be absolutely mortified when you see this. Take a look at this for start. This is change in employment since just before COVID. Foreign-born workers, you got it, visa holding and illegal aliens, mostly illegal aliens. Thank you, open borders. Look at the foreign-born. 3.8 million jobs added since COVID. Native-born workers have lost 180,000 jobs. That is unbelievable. 3.8 million to foreigners. So we, the people who are born here, pay the taxes, help the system, help the economy, we're getting shafted. Now, God bless these people who can get a job that are coming over. I mean, really, I mean, serious about that. But they're not developing an economy that allows we, the people, to prosper. They've destroyed the massive economy that was being built up under President Trump. They've just destroyed it. They're taking the jobs away, going overseas. That is an unbelievable figure just before COVID. So now we have, as we see since COVID, all foreign-born workers and the Native Americans, we the people, are actually losing jobs. Now, why this is important is because inflation is ripping. And I'm going to continue to say this, and I should have the chart with me. I promise I'll be using it all the time so you can see what I mean. Real inflation rate is 12 to 14%. Now, remember, the CPI, which is the Consumer Price Index, is completely rigged. They cherry pick it. So they take out bad numbers. They put in ones that are going down. It's just completely rigged. So the consumer price index, we know inflation is real. We are going to the stores. We see the prices. Commodities are going through the roof. Corn, wheat, nickel, copper, silver, gold will be soon too. They already are, of course, but they will continue. But here's the part that's more distressing. Not only are all the jobs going to foreign-born and mostly illegal aliens, and you'll see the last chart I show you what I mean. This isn't right because we're dealing with massive inflation and we're not getting what we need to survive the inflation. So in order for inflation to really work, if we have inflation like this, we need to see our wages rising in order to meet our needs. So all of us are stopping and looking when we used to buy certain things. I'm even shocked at fruit and different things I would buy. I'm like, I'm not buying that anymore. We need wages to rise in order to meet the need. So take a look at this. That's right. Average real weekly earnings going back to COVID time. Now, let me break this bigger. We were actually doing well since COVID. Earnings started to rise, and then they really boomed during COVID. They really needed it. Most people weren't going back to work. So you can see all that green. That is a boom in wages. And I know personally because a lot of my employees even got a boost in wage. And so we know wages have changed. But then look what happened since then. That's right. Average weekly earnings are collapsing. Now, we did get a little better here on the right. I see that. But it's collapsing back again. So here we have raging inflation at a time wages are actually going down. So we're able to afford a lot less. Thank you for open borders. Thank you for bringing all of these unvetted illegal aliens. And I can go on a long rant on that one of what that's doing to our culture, doing to our cities, to our schools, to our hospitals, to our communities, to crime. But beyond that, if we had plenty of work for we the people and we needed extra labor, then yeah, bring them in. God bless them. Let's go. But if we the people cannot be employed properly, and we know because the tech world and everyone else is laying off, then what are we doing? Why? Because corporations want the cheaper labor. Well, that's not good because we the people need to survive, but we need higher wages and we're not getting them. They're actually lowering wages. So look at this one right before COVID. This is unbelievable. Right before COVID here, that big gold arrow in the middle, that was before COVID hit. And you see the big collapse in the middle, everything, foreign-born and native jobs just collapsed. Now we started to bring jobs back. Obviously, we all started to go back to work because all the stimulus payments wore off. But look at where we're at for native, we the people. That's right. We are actually negative from where we were before COVID. And yet foreign-born are booming. Unbelievable. So a lot of it was the stimulus. So a lot of stimulus checks went out. People didn't go back to work. We did have labor issues. I even noticed in my community, I'm sure many of you have, that a lot of people just flat out didn't go back to work. And I'm like, well, how are they eating? So I don't know. Maybe some of that is our issue. I just don't know. Maybe people have become lazy. But the point is, all the jobs are going to foreigners, not Americans. So when you see this jobs number, you know it's rigged and it's serious because, it, like I said, it's at a time of high inflation and it's going to continue to rise. Our wages are going down. We've got to stop this insanity of the open borders right now. So take a look at this because here's actually where all the jobs are. Now, when we talk about they're showing 3.8 million jobs added, take a look at this one. Since February of 23, 870,000 jobs are added. Oh, this is great, right? But look at the headline. Part-time workers. Look at native born. That's right. Losing jobs. All of the jobs since February of 23 have been part-time. So a lot of people are actually picking up two and three jobs. They're not full-time, high-paying wages. They're part-time just to survive at a time we have extreme inflation. And then to really kick it in the boot, foreigners are taking all the jobs. The American people are actually losing jobs right now. And this is a direct product of open borders. Congratulations. I get the greed in corporations, but all due respect, I believe America can be excellent. We can pay higher wages. Yes, we'll have a little inflation, but we, the people, can rebuild, do manufacturing here. We can really build amazing nation here. And we can be efficient workers. But the problem is our dollar is no good. Our dollar is lost. Like it is in the toilet as far as the cycle of currencies. And you have to go back to see the job or the program about the Depression. You have to see the chart at the end of that program, and it shows how they're contracting the currency. If they don't handle it right, which honestly, I don't believe they will, if they don't handle it, we are looking at double-digit unemployment at a time inflation is raging. Not a good scenario. And if they don't handle it right, you're also going to start to see the banking system collapse. I think we're at a precipice, and we just need to properly prepare. So I know this is probably not the best topic for a Friday, but you know, we have to remain positive, but we need to wake up to what's really happening. Know the system is rigged against we, the people. If we want to conquer, we want to maintain our freedom, and we want prosperity. Have a wonderful weekend. Talk to you soon.
With all of the recent changes in the political and financial markets, there has never been a better time than right now to invest in silver and gold. When governments simply print billions of dollars in paper money in hopes of solving financial shortfalls, you know that it is time to buy and hold assets of true and lasting value. Free information is available to you right now by calling 888-747-3309. Whether you are a new investor or you're interested in preserving the value of your retirement accounts, we make it easy for you to make smart decisions for your financial future. The specialists at Cornerstone are here to serve you, work to satisfy your retirement goals, and communicate with respect. Call us right now at 888-747-3309. That's 888-747-3309. Or visit us online at cornerstoneassetmetals.com. That's cornerstoneassetmetals.com.